Good afternoon and welcome to this meeting of the Camden Local Planning Panel, the first for 2019. The panellists today are on my left, Debbie Dewberry, who is a community member, on my right, Sue Francis, who is an expert member, and my name is Stuart McDonald, and I'm today's chair of the meeting, and I'm also an expert member. Today we'll be considering five development applications, and I'll run through those in a moment and just briefly outline the process for today as well. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land on which we meet and pay our respect to elders both past and present. Today I need to confirm and or alert you to the fact that this meeting is being recorded. That is a state government requirement that all local planning panel meetings are recorded. And it will, the recording will be published on the council's website. Having said that, there is no one is authorised to undertake any other recording, either by video camera or any other electronic device. I appreciate that no one was probably even contemplating that, but that is again a requirement of the function of these panels, that there can be no other unauthorised recording. Today's panel, as you can see, there are three of us. Normally we would sit with four. There is one apology for today's meeting, and that is Mary Lynn Taylor, who is a expert panel meeting who can't be here today. Three is a quorum for the purpose of conducting these meetings. I'll now turn to declarations of interest. Does any panel member wish or need to disclose any declarations of interest in relation to any of the matters on today's agenda?
No.
No, and neither do I. And also just inform the gallery that each panel member is required to and has signed a written declaration that they have no conflicts of interest prior to sitting on this meeting. The five items that the panel is considering today are at firstly 40 to 44 Anzac Avenue, Smeaton Grange. Is there anyone here with an interest in that matter? Yes, you're the applicant? Yep, but you're not wishing to address the panel? No, but you're here in the event that we have any questions. Thank you. The second item is 610 Cut Hill Road, Cobbity. It's for the demolition of an existing house and construction of a replacement house. Is there anyone here for that item? Yes, and you're here to listen as well, or yeah, so you're not wishing to speak per se? No, okay, thank you. The third item is 8 Dunstan Street, Oran Park. Anyone here for that matter? No. Fourth item is 32 Beager Street, Gregory Hills. Any takers? Yes. Yep, thank you. Are you the applicant? Yes, thank you. And the final matter is 600B, the Northern Road, and 76 Central Avenue, Oran Park, which is a subdivision and proposed works for future recreation for the council. Yes, you are? You're from the council? Yeah, good, thank you. But again, here to just answer any questions. Yeah, thank you. All right, now the procedure here today, it is a little unusual in as much as we don't have any speakers, so I won't be inviting people forward. The process is that the panel will effectively be considering these matters after this public session. So if you do have anything you want to put to the panel, now is the time to do it. We have in the prelim to the public meeting. We've been around to each of the sites. We've been provided with the council's assessment report, which I hope all of you that are here have read those respective assessment reports on the development applications. And we've been briefed by the council officers. So we come along to this public session fairly well armed with knowledge of the site and the circumstances and the natures of the applications. We've been through a briefing session with the council officers immediately prior to coming in into here. But I'm not urging people to address and don't feel under any obligation, but if you want to address us, then this is the opportunity. So I'll go through the formalities of each of the items. As I say, after I've been through called each of these items, if there are no speakers, then we'll simply move on to the next item and I'll go through the same process. If there are no speakers in totality, I will then call this public session to an end and that will be it. And we will make our final decision following this public session, and we will then those decisions will be published on the council's website, and applicants will be advised in writing as well. I think I've dealt with the process and the protocols associated with this public session of the panel meeting. Again, we would more commonly have speakers and we may call upon council officers to respond to any matters that are raised, but if there are going to be no speakers, the officers here won't be asked to respond to anything. So the first item is 40 to 44 Anzac Avenue, Smeaton Grange, which is a development application to increase the capacity of a resin capsule plant. No speakers. That being the case, then the panel will further consider this matter in closed session, and the decision of the panel will be published on the council's website, as I said. The second item is for the property at 610 Cuthill Road, Cobbity, and that's for the demolition of an existing dwelling house and construction of a two-storey dwelling house and pool. There are no speakers, then again I'll say that the panel will consider this matter and that decision will be published on the council's website and the applicant will be advised of the decision. The third item is the construction of a two-storey dwelling house, swimming pool and cabana with the associated site works at 8 Dunstan Street, Oran Park. There's no one here for that matter, thank you. So there are no speakers. Again, the decision will be made immediately after this public session. The fourth development application is for the Torrens Title subdivision to create two allotments and the construction of two semi-detached dwellings at 32 Bega Street, Gregory Hills. No speakers on that matter. I'm repeating myself. And finally, item five is a development application for the Torrens Title subdivision, construction and embellishment of two public reserve lots, a road and associated site works, including environmental protection works, and that's at 600B, the Northern Road and 76 Central Avenue, Oran Park. Again, there being no registered speakers and no one intending to speak, the panel will consider its final position in relation to the determination of that matter, and that decision will be published. So I'm going to call this public session to a close. It is a slightly unusual and probably a bit anticlimactic for everyone that's in the room. But thank you for your attendance nonetheless. We will be prompt in making our decisions, and those determinations will... Can I just confirm how within within 48 hours, they'll be published on the council's website. So thank you for your attendance and your interest. We'll go about the second phase of our work, which is to finalise the determination of each of these matters. I'll call this public session of the panel meeting to a close. And once again, thank you.